Welcome to day 139. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Now, we said yesterday that if someone wants to bring fertilizer into one's field to store it there during Shemitah, one is allowed to, so long as it's very clear that the person is not fertilizing the field during Shemitah, because that is not allowed, but instead is just keeping it there to store it there. So how do you demonstrate that? Said the Mishnah, you can create up to 3 piles of fertilizer, and each pile should have 10 baskets of fertilizer piled one on top of the other. If you do it in that way, then you are clearly not fertilizing your field, because that's not how you fertilize your field. You don't pile it on top of one another. That's what you do when you're storing fertilizer. So that is enough. That was the opinion of the Chachamim that we saw in the last Mishnah. The Chachamim continued that said, in fact, once you have 10 baskets, you can certainly add more than 10 baskets. You can keep on piling it as high as you want, because again, it's very clear that you're not fertilizing your field, but you're only storing it there. But the Chachamim said, you are not allowed to add more than 3 piles, because once you add more than 3 piles, you start to cover more of the surface area of the field. It starts to look like you perhaps are fertilizing your field. Rabbi Shimon disagreed. Rabbi Shimon said, no, you're even allowed to add more than 3 piles. It doesn't look like you're fertilizing your field necessarily. You're allowed to add more than 3 piles. Our Mishnah is going to pick up on that last opinion, pick up with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, and qualify it. When is one allowed to add more than 3 piles? Says Mishnah Gimel, Osa Adam Asadeyu Shalosh Shalosh Ashpatos Beisa. A person is allowed to make 3 piles of fertilizer in one's field in the Beisa. That's what we saw in the last Mishnah. But it's repeating it for the purpose of the next line, which is Yaser Mikain Machatziv Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that if you want to add more than 3, as he said in the last Mishnah, Yaser Mikain, if you want to add more than 3 piles, Machatziv, you can, so long as you make them in the design of a ring or a circle, but not in rows. If you do it like that, then you are clearly not fertilizing your field, but you're doing it to store it there, because no one fertilizes their field in designs. You don't make a circle of fertilizer. So then you are clearly storing it there. So you can add as many as you want. You can add more than 3, so long as you make it into a ring. That is the chiddush. That is the novel approach of Rabbi Shimon. Now, the Yerushalmi points out that Rabbi Shimon actually has a second chiddush. There's a second way in which he disagrees with the Chachamim. And that is, when the Mishnah first said that line, when our Mishnah repeated the idea that you are allowed to bring out shalosh, shalosh, shpatos, 3 piles into your field, unlike last Mishnah, it did not qualify it by saying, and each one has to be 10 baskets high. Perhaps, as Yerushalmi suggests, Rabbi Shimon holds that it doesn't need to be 10 baskets high. Maybe just 3 baskets high is enough. So Rabbi Shimon really has 2 chidushim here. Number one is that when you have these piles of fertilizer, each one can be 3 baskets high, and that is enough to show that you're not fertilizing your field, but just storing it. And number two, if you want to add more than 3 piles, you can, so long as you make them in the shape of a ring. The Chachamim, Osrim, the Chachamim, as we saw in the last Mishnah, did not allow you to add more than 3, unless, Ad sheyamik shlosha, od sheyagbiya shlosha, unless you bury, so to say, you put them 3 feet, 3 tefachim, I'm sorry, deep into the ground, or you raise it 3 tefachim above the ground. If you do it in that way, that is very unusual. That is not how you would fertilize your field, and therefore you're showing that you are doing it for storage. So you can technically add more than 3, but only if you do it in this very unusual way, where you bury it, so to say, 3 tefachim into the ground, or raise it 3 tefachim above the ground. Osa Adam is Ziblo Otsar. Imagine a person only has one pile. We said you can have up to 3 piles. So imagine a person has 1 pile. That should be fine. But it starts to become very wide, right? It starts to become like an Otsar, a place where you're collecting all of this manure. This one pile becomes very wide, maybe even the size of the 3 piles together, or more than that. So the Mishnah says that's okay as long as it's 1 pile. It looks like you are storing your fertilizer and not fertilizer. But Rabbi Meir, Oser, Meir says no. Then you're taking up so much surface area, you are not allowed to. It looks like you're fertilizing. So you're not allowed to. The same thing, until you make it 3 tefachim into the ground or 3 tefachim above the ground to clearly show that you're not fertilizing your field. Imagine you only have a small amount of fertilizer. You don't have the requisite amount of 10 baskets worth to create a pile. You have a little bit. So the Mishnah says you could bring out the little bit, and you can continue adding on as you get more fertilizer, slowly, slowly, until you hit that requisite amount. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Oser, very logically, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, you're prohibited, because when you bring out the first amount, but that's a very small amount, it looks like at that point you're fertilizing your field, and that was the whole problem. Ad sheyamik shlosha o ad sheyagbiya shlosha, until again you put it 3, that you take that small amount of fertilizer and you put it 3 tefachim into the ground, or you raise it 3 tefachim above the ground, o ad sheyitin al sela, or if you put it on top of a stone or a rock, even if that rock isn't 3 tefachim above the ground, you can't plant anything on a rock. So therefore, if you put fertilizer on a rock that's even below 3 tefachim, you're very clearly not fertilizing your field. So again, the main shita here is that the Chachamim say that you are allowed to have 3 piles, and each pile needs to be at least 10 baskets high. And if you want to add more, you can, but only in an unusual way, by planting it or putting it, placing it 3 tefachim into the ground or 3 tefachim above the ground. Rabbi Shimon says you can have three piles. They can be 3 baskets high and not necessarily 10 baskets high. And if you can add as many as you want above the 3, but they would have to be in a ring or in a circle. That is Mishnah Gimel. Now Mishnah Dalet. In general, one should keep one's animals out of one's field on Shemitah, because as the animals roam the field, they defecate on the field, and that is really how you fertilize a field. That is the way you would do it. They would let their animals roam, and that was a common practice. They would the manure would fertilize the field. So you really shouldn't do that during Shemitah. But let's say you don't have the luxury of having other spaces for them. This is where you keep your animals. So what do you do? Says the Mishnah, Hamadayir es sadeh, a person wants to make his field into a place for animals, into like a pen for animals. Osa sar leves sasayim. So you create an enclosure, you create a fence of 2 sasayim's worth, right? We saw one sas, 2,500 square amos, so sasayim 2 is about 5,000 square amos. So you create an enclosure, meaning a fence on all 4 sides of 5,000 square amos, and you can keep your animals just in that section, meaning to say that if you limit them to a small area, it's not very small, but 5,000 square amos of a much larger field, then they're not roaming the entirety of the field. You're clearly showing the purpose is not to fertilize your whole field, because then you'd let them roam over the whole thing, limiting to them to that place, they're just there because they need a place to be. Then what happens when that sasayim, that 2 base sa'az worth, gets full of manure? So then, oker shalosh ruchos, you can take 3 sides of the fence away, and you leave the middle part of the fence, and then you just flip, you take those 3 sides, and you flip them to the other side of the middle side, and now you have almost like a parallel, another, an additional 2 base sa'a parallel to the first one. So where the manure was, that stays there, and now you have another enclosure opposite that of, again, of 2 sa'az, nimtzam, and dire base arba sun. So in total, you're allowed to enclose your animals into 2 or 4 base sa'a, which is 10,000 square amos on your field, but not more than that. If it's more than that, then it looks like you're letting them roam across your whole field and you're fertilizing your field. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer base shmona sa'an, you're allowed to do 8 sa'an, meaning you're allowed, the original enclosure could be 4 base sa'a, and the second one could be 4 base sa'a as well. We generally assume, like the first Mishnah, that it's 2 and 2 for a total of 4. Now, let's say we assume the field was much bigger than 4 sa. Let's say your field is only 4 sa. So what do? You said you're allowed to create 4 sa's worth in which the animals can be, but let's say your field is only 4 sa. So what do? Meshayer mimenu miktsas. You just leave a small amount over, meaning you're basically allowed to do the same amount. You're allowed to do the first 2 base sa and then flip the fence and do the other 2 base sa, but you have to leave a small amount over, mipnei maris ayin. Again, because it looks like if they roam the entirety of the field, it looks like you're fertilizing your field. By leaving over a small amount in which the animals can't access, then you're showing that they are not that you are not fertilizing your field. It's just a place for animals. Then umotzi minasar, once the 4 base fill up with manure fertilizer, what do you do at that point? You need more room for your animals. So what do? Then motzi minasar, you remove that manure, the fertilizer, from the enclosure. Vnosim such there kederach mezablin, and then you bring it back to your field, just like the halacha of the mezablin in the previous mishnayos, the person who brings out manure to one's field to store it. Meaning you create the 3 piles, and each pile has 10 baskets each, etc. You follow those halachos, and then you start the process again. That is Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Sim will continue with Mishnah Hey tomorrow.